Wondering if you should stay in Illinois or move out of state? Get your copy of Scott Tucker's book, Escape Illinois, Should I Stay or Should I Go? Get your complimentary copy at retirementdakota.com.
Investment advisory services are made available through AE Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Speed Jokes, sponsored by Team Hochberg.
Earlier on Speed Jokes.
The jokes have come in from Mike Birrell in Bolingbrook, and Steve from St. John, Indiana, and Bob Wegner in Hanover Park, and James Wing, who says, snow has kissed the earth in southwest Michigan. Thank you, Kathy Reynolds in Roselle and Cheryl in Aurora, and Joe Eberhardt of Arlington Heights, the home of the Bears and Village Cycle Sports. Ted Klatfelter sent a joke in from Phoenix. Stephen D. did. He's the author in Atlanta. Steve Paul sent us a joke. Rick Merrick in Muskegon, Michigan. Richard from Northbrook. Hey, King John, look what I asked for and I received. A copy of Hunger Winter, a World War II novel. Says one of our listeners, he wanted it for Christmas and he got it. How about that? Merry Christmas. Pete Hansen's fully mugged in Milwaukee. And Marlene Neurauter in Lombard wrote, I am trying to win that coveted mug now for the 100th time. Here is her joke number 100. I joined a gym and asked the trainer what machine I should use to attract the ladies, and he said,
an ATM.
Marlene's joke number 101. Back in the day, we did not have filters on our camera phones, so if you were ugly, you were ugly. For my New Year's Day brunch, I'm serving Eggs Benedict on a hubcap, Andy, because there's no plate like chrome for the hollandaise. This is ridiculous. There's, what, 361 days before Christmas, and some people in my neighborhood already have their lights up. What's with you people? You know, it's important to have goals, Andy.
Yes, it is, John.
My 2026 fitness goal, stand up without making a noise. As a public service, if you want a drink on New Year's Eve, my team will come to your place at any designated time so that you can get home safely. We will arrive on location and drink for you. You know why sharpshooters close one eye when they shoot, Andy?
No.
Because if they close both eyes, they wouldn't see. Hey, Andy, I still don't know what I'm wearing to the living room on New Year's Eve this year. And you know what? I might not even go. I'm not sure what my plans are. I might just cut back. Well, why should you lift your leg during a New Year's Eve countdown? Why should you lift your leg during the New Year's Eve countdown, your left leg, mind you, so that you can start off the new year on the right foot.